When you're cornered and don't have a friend you can count on, he is there. When you need brains and brawn, he is there. And when it seems like all hope is lost, he arrives. René Descartes, private investigator. The city at night is not a place that most people should want to be. For you see the rats come out at night, and they'll eat anything that they can pin down. You try to help some poor schmuck escape. Maybe you throw a hunk of meat to distract the rats. Maybe you try to fight them off. Or perhaps, if you're feeling especially generous, you offer yourself. Yet, the rats seem to get what they want most of the time. But one must continue to try, or else what is the point of existence? I remember that poor schlub coming into my office as though it were yesterday. Although really, what exactly is memory itself? But I digress. Hello.
Mr. Descartes?
And who is asking?
Someone who needs your help.
What sort of help would that be, sir?
Saving my life.
Now please do not get all dramatic and irrational. How do you mean?
It's just that I'm being blackmailed and threatened.
By who?
Muggsy Richelieu.
No dice.
But please.
No, I am sorry, but I do not mess with the Richelieu, and he doesn't mess with me.
Thing is, you don't got much choice.
And how's that?
I'm sorry, I should have come sooner. It's just I didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my wife don't come home one night, see? And then eventually, you know, someone slides a letter under the door and it says, I gotta pay up in 15 days or they're gonna kill her, and then they'll kill me within another 15 days, and they said I won't see it coming.
Well, Richelieu's always had a flair for the dramatic.
Well, what do I do?
Well, nothing.
What?
Don't do anything at all.
But what do you mean?
Look, this is a simple matter of logic, do you see? Now, Muggsy Richelieu said to pay him in 15 days, or within another 15 days. After that, he will kill you, and you will not see it coming. Now see, that is the key part of his premise.
Premise?
Yes, of the argument that he is making. Because if you won't see it coming like he promises, then logically, we can deduce some things about what's going to happen.
How do you mean?
Well, have you paid him?
I can't, it's too much. I asked for some more time, but they said no.
Well, that doesn't matter at all. What day of the 15 is this?
It's the first.
Perfect. See, if you won't see it coming, then you know that it can't be on the 15th day.
How?
Well, if it hasn't happened by the 14th day, you would know that it would be on the 15th. And since, supposedly, you won't see it coming, we can rule out the 15th day. And therefore, we can also rule out the 14th day. Since we know that if it can't be on the 15th day, then if it hasn't happened by the 13th day, we'd know it would be on the 14th day. Except even then, we can rule out the 13th day, and so on. Do you see how this works?
So, we can follow this sort of logical deduction all the way back to today.
Oh, yes. See, Muggsy likes these sort of logical crimes. Indeed, he'll probably bring her back after the 15th day, maybe even give you some kudos for holding your ground and using sound logical thinking. What's that?
Oh God, it's one of Muggsy's goons.
Oh my.
Hey Malone, you got the money?
Well, I certainly do not.
Tell
me. I figured out your little game, and I'm in complete awareness of all the probabilities, and thus I've best said...
I didn't see that coming. Oh no. Blast! Richelieu!
Thus concludes another episode of René Descartes, Private Investigator.